guys. Oh, big gulps, huh? All right. Well, see you later.
And hey, welcome back to the Comedy Food Sports Podcast. We have a very special guest on the line.
Let me introduce literally my favorite comedian alive right now, Bill Burr. How are you, Bill?
Hey, what's going on?
The one and only Rich Eisen.
Sports is a lot safer than Christian Mingle.
Well, I wouldn't know about that. I'm a Jew.
Without further ado, the one and only best-selling author, popular radio show host, Jim Norton.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. What a rookie I am. You're listening, I just interrupt.
You know, from The Man Show and Loveline, the godfather of podcasts himself, Adam Carolla.
Thanks for having me.
Very, very special guest. Used to be from Opie and Anthony, now from the Anthony Cumia Show. Anthony Cumia.
Look at that. What an intro. Jesus.
Smooth as silk.
Like, I thought I'd be on hold for the next segment while you talk to this wonderful person.
I was checking the specs on the end line for the rotary girder. I'm retarded.
Rexton, you are the light.
Were you recording, Jay?
Oh, yeah, of course.
All right.
Give you the red light.
Comedy Food Sports Podcast, episode 10-something.
We should just call it 101 because we didn't really put the other ones out there, right?
We didn't? Who was on? Oh, wow. I'm not even on like my automatic search anymore for when I'm searching for our own website. That's not a good sign.
No.
Oh, yeah, no. We're on 101.
Yeah.
We went from framing Joe Paterno to a guy who's Almond Benucci and Jay Larson. Wow.
Oh, yeah. I scared that guy off of playing in Saudi Arabia.
What's that?
Do you remember that? He was doing a gig in Saudi Arabia, and I said, oh, dude, I saw this documentary about what it's really like over there. Oh, my God. He was like, oh, really?
So, episode 101, we're back, all that good stuff. Thanks for the patience and all that good stuff.
We take the winters off. That's really our whole thing, it seems. This time it wasn't my fault.
Yeah.
It was a group effort.
I know.
It was a group effort.
Whatever. Ridiculous thing. yeah, go chase your dreams, Jay.
Yeah, sure.
Your destined podcast. by the way, our guest is Brad Williams. Funny guy.
Like, oh, yeah.
Top 20 comedians in the world. Funny. He's at Helium this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
One show Thursday, two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. I believe the early show sold out on Saturday. Check out his podcast about last night. We'll talk to him in a few minutes. Super funny guy. Believe it or not, he doesn't agree with Shaq that the earth is flat. So
he's one of the
few. Listening to that. Yeah, yeah. That's surprising.
There's actually a Facebook group that I'm in, the flat earther versus the round earther. It's the funniest shit I've ever seen in my life.
My favorite post ever, and I don't even know if it was real, but somebody said, there's people all around the world that will agree with us that the earth is flat. And somebody said, just read that back out loud.
It's probably in that group, dude. There's such crazy shit. It's like, they call each other like flat earthers or rounders and shit. Like it's the best.
Oh, rounders. That's a good nickname though. Oh, by the way, we have Shelton live via satellite from Bosnia. Just explaining
I'm
that.
I'm here in Syria and Assad has come out.
fighting the Chechenian rebels right now.
Yeah.
Good and quite a thing.
We're holding
cross cultures there, but I'm going with it anyway.
No, Chechens. Yeah.
We're holding down the last hospital around.
couldn't really get Skype to work. That's great. Yeah. One of these things is not like the other. Yeah.
We finished our living room, so my computer is like, I tried to do the Bluetooth thingy.
How'd that work?
The PC. It's not working. fucking technology is confusing.
God. Well, here's the big news. So we're back. Episode 101.
Yes, sir.
The other episode 101 and episode 102 did not exist. This is the actual episode 101. And,
We had what's his name? Huh? We had like two people, huh?
Yeah, and then, you know, I think you put them up, but we didn't really push them. I think that's what happened there. Anyway.
Did we have Dan Soder for a fourth time and not Aaron? I can't remember.
I don't think it was Dan Soder.
No. I talked to Dan over text. I saw a random movie that he was the main character in. It was so weird. I was like, what? Like, it was like Dan Soder and like the one of the girls from, she was like Leonardo DiCaprio's like first wife in the that money movie that he made a couple of years ago, Wolf of Wall Street. She was like a more or less like top 10 character in the movie, probably, like as far as like screen time. Mm-hmm. And he's like the main character with this girl. It was so weird. And it, he said it was a, his quote was, it was a shit show. Ha ha ha. All right. That's why he's an A-lister.
Right. Thanks for interrupting, because I was announcing big news, which is,
oh, yeah. That's right.
Next episode.
Teasing it.
We're discussing Blue Chips.
It's exclusive. We are the only podcast that will be doing that.
I know. And you just found that today. Stupid Bill Simmons. Yeah.
He ruins everything.
I know.
I forgot he was doing that, like, sports movie Hall of Fame thing. They don't really get that in depth of it, though, because I listen to The White Man Can't Jump on. I don't really get that in depth of it.
Yeah, I mean, we
I
don't need to.
The other day.
We
I saw
do.
A meme the other day that said, if anyone who thinks that white men can't jump didn't watch the 9/11 films.
Okay. It would be a better Jewish. I'd go with the Jewish angle, personally. Better flesh your boat.
Oof.
Yeah.
Right. So we won't be mentioning that next week, but Blue Chips. We're doing
weeks
that.
A few weeks after that had happened, we used to always get baked and watched America's Funniest Home Videos on, like, you know, it was like Friday night, like pregame type thing. This is like before DVRs and stuff like that, mm-hmm. and or somewhat before then. And my buddy made a horrible joke about America's Funniest Home Videos and 9/11. And it was just like, everybody's like just sunk in their couch a little bit deeper. Like they just shower it off afterwards. But it was hilarious, by the way.
There was a certain period. It's definitely true that tragedy plus time thing. Because there was a good period of time where even like if you were kind of like into like dirty shit that you'd hear a 9/11 joke and you'd just be like, I don't know.
Yeah, right.
I'm not comfortable with that. I'm not comfortable with that at all.
It's like Sandy Hook jokes.
Yeah, well, that's not a joke, so.
The joke is what the government's telling you, man.
Right, the joke is that you believe the government, you sheeple.
So, okay, let me work backwards now, too. All right, so Blue Chips, everybody watch it. We're going to talk about it. It's great, right?
Yeah.
But, so, Joe Paterno's son...
Yeah,
had an incident while we were off, right?
No, that was Sandusky's son.
Sandusky's son, yeah, okay, yeah.
Joe Paterno's son's like
his adopted son.
Catholicism.
Playing little boys' bungholes.
Wait, he did?
He got caught with something, yeah, like child pornography or some shit like that.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't know about that one, Patrick? I'm telling you news.
Well, I mean, I knew he was involved with something. I just couldn't. Because clearly,
yeah, it was like,
he was framed.
It was
as well.
Like child pornography or something.
John Ziegler's got a new website.
I know, we missed the booking.
I know, seriously.
That's nice and suspicious. So we were on AM radio, conservative AM radio. Sure, fine. We had the Framing Joe Paterno guy on, and then we just disappeared for a while. Okay.
Yeah.
No connection through all of that, but you know it's kind of weird.
No. We went missing. It's my Sandy Hook rant.
Something happened with the Definitely. Oscars. There's lots of news.
There. Yeah, there was a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Hey, did you see? No, this dust in Syria is terrible.
Chechnya's really coming hot. Huh?
Did you see the Mexican reporter who stole Brady's jersey?
Yeah.
We will be talking about that in about 5 minutes.
Sweet.
I made Fred Williams laugh out loud with whatever joke I made about that. But
well, I got nothing now.
Right.
We got a memento episode going on here.
It always is.
I love that she just like went for it. Like that is just so amazing that she had like with no like hesitation or qualms about it. She's like, oh, I'm stealing this for sure.
Yeah. And he got Von Miller's helmet too, so.
Yeah, he's a killer. I mean, most likely. Yeah. It's an assumption, but. All right, so we're going to take a break. We're going to have Brad kick things off for us, all his hardcore listeners are dying to listen to him. So stop hitting 15 forward, and he'll be up next. He's going to be at Helium again. What is it? It's 8 p.m. Thursday, 7:30, and 10 p.m. Friday. Same thing on Saturday. One of the Saturday shows is sold out, I believe. The other one, go to heliumcomedy.com. Go to bradwilliamscomedy.com. Check out the podcast about last night with him and Adam Ray. They have some really ridiculously amazing guests, like legitimately. Like, I can't believe some of the people they book on that thing. So check him out. Check out the next little interview, and we'll be back to kind of wrap things up. Shelton could dive a little deeper. Since it's deeper cut, since it's like Saturday Night Live's 12:45 sketch, Shelton could dive a little deeper. Sandy Hook theories. All righty. Welcome back to the Comedy Food Sports Podcast. We have a very special guest on the line. He's headlining Helium all weekend this weekend here in Philadelphia. Super funny guy. I mean, you've seen him everywhere, Tonight Show, and I could go on for hours upon hours of where you've seen him, the Comedy Underground with Dave Attell. Tons of other places. Super, super funny podcast that I love listening to. One of the funniest guys out there. Really excited that he's coming to Philly. Brad Williams on the line. Hey, Brad.
Hey, guys. First of all, thank you for naming your podcast exactly what you guys talk about. That's pretty awesome. Like, I mean, and because I'm kind of a hypocrite because my podcast is called the About Last Night podcast, and we certainly don't talk about what happened the night before. Like, it's just sort of a clever name that we did. That's also, we found out later, a name of an 80s movie.
Yeah, it's the first thing I thought of. Yeah, that seems like something that should have been looked up.
Yeah, and then later a Kevin Hart movie. So yeah, we did a great job. And then later I'm going to start a band and call it the Eagle, because that sounds like a good name.
See, but you say that, but then the Eagles of Death Metal is a great name.
Yeah. Right, so they kind of made that work for it because they yes anded the Eagle. I wonder if anyone's going to do that for the Beatles, like if someone's going to call their band like the Beatles of Madison County or like something like that, where they add on to it, so it's not just the Beatles. I don't know. That's a horrible joke that I just ripped.
But I have a fact to come back with. We have the Black Beatles. That's a band now.
Oh, nice. That's right. So, I mean, and that's just, see, when I hear the Black Beatles, to me that just sounds like a different race tribute band. You know, like, they're like, oh, finally, Ringo's a good drummer. that's what I would think. So thank you for having your podcast, because your podcast is literally called like Sports Comedy Food, right, or something?
Oh yeah,
yeah, different order, but same idea.
So you've been doing your podcast forever. You must have gotten in early, right? What was it, 2012, 2013?
Yeah, we've done over 300 episodes, and the About Last Night podcast has been going on for a while, over 3 years, and still going strong. I'm literally going to get off the phone with you guys and head off and record an episode with Will Sasso. So,
oh wow, nice.
I'm excited about that. Or if you know his Vine, you know we can't have any lemons around him.
yeah, that was a whole thing. Yeah.
That's totally inside comedy joke, but I don't care. I just made it. Fine, he's got like 20 million Vine followers. One of your listeners has to get right. That reference. Exactly.
Mad TV fan at AOL.com.
Yeah. Are you guys based out of Philly?
We are, yeah. I mean, we're all remote. Like, I'm in a little bit north in the suburbs, and Jay's out in New Jersey.
Oh, okay. So nowhere near Philly.
pretty much. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But it's funny, when we started,
that would have been the appropriate answer. We started no, here,
10 blocks of the Helium. Now we're like, we couldn't be further away.
Well, it's like a $30 lift ride. It's not too bad.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it's all right. I accept you guys as a Philadelphia podcast. I think it's cool that the comedy clubs now, rather than doing afternoon Christian radio are sending me on comedy podcasts where it's like, oh yeah, that's where comedy fans listen, where I'm not trying to sell the mom driving home with nine kids in her car who just wants to listen to a Taylor Swift song so they'll shut the fuck up.
Yeah, we found that out. We were on an AM station that was a conservative talk for a little while. We were doing like one night a week on that, but it's no crossover, you know? It's like,
you guys are doing conservative, like on a conservative talk radio station, and then you're doing a comedy show?
It was one of those shared time things. But like you said, there's no like crossover with it, you know?
Yeah, like that's they came like to us. Came to us and they're like, oh, we have like a million listeners and blah, blah, blah. It's like we were in downtown Philly and we couldn't get it. Like, I don't think this is going to work out.
I love that. That and like because a lot of comedians joke about when they started, they would have to do open mics where they'd be in a sports bar where they would shut the game off and then tell a bunch of drunks that it's time for comedy night. And you pretty much did the radio equivalent of that, where someone's listening to Sean Hannity rant about how Mexicans are evil for about an hour. And then you guys come on with comedy. They're like, where's my hatred?
I will.
We at least like dovetail it into like Tom Brady's jersey being stolen by a Mexican. You know, that would be like our that's how we connect the dots.
We'll in support of that, sure.
I mean, you know, they say truth is stranger than fiction, and that's absolutely true. Because it's like, of course, Tom Brady, a Trump supporter's jersey, gets stolen by a Mexican. Of course it does. Why? It couldn't have been Peyton Manning. That would have been better. It would have been much better if Peyton Manning stole the jersey and just said, fuck it, you got more Super Bowls than me. I'm getting your goddamn jersey. And Peyton could have done it. He would have had access. He could have gone back there and just been like, I'm Peyton Manning. You know, and like and tried to sell Tom Brady a Buick, you know, and then steal the jersey. Like, that's okay. Perfect.
Peyton Manning Chevrolet.
Try to fit it over his forehead.
Yeah, you know, just throw a Papa John's pizza up against the wall. And distraction.
Like, nationwide.
It's a genius move. But no, it's just a Mexican reporter. That's all it did. And it just fuels everyone that goes to go boo. I mean, Trump probably read that and goes, the wall just got a foot higher. Some bullshit.
Oh, you like took credit for Colin Kaepernick not being in the league anymore, or no teams are going after him.
I think a lot of people are glossing over that. That blew my mind. He's taking credit, like, and the sports writer J A Adonde, who's on Around the Horn all the time.
Yeah.
He made a great joke where he's like, isn't the president supposed to be like getting people jobs, not bragging about keeping a guy from working?
Right, exactly.
Which I thought was pretty good. So, hey, I made sure to give him the credit. I didn't try to take it. But yeah, it's pretty funny that he was just like, and Colin Kaepernick, don't worry. Thanks to me, you don't have to subject yourself to second-rate quarterbacks with afros. It's like, all right, not the biggest problem facing our country, but sure, yeah. Yeah. Right, thank you.
Well, it's in the top 5,000.
Now we get to watch Mike Glennon instead, because that's better. Seriously.
Well, I mean...
He started in like 2007 once, so, you know, it makes sense. But,
no, yeah. He was down in Tampa Bay. He did great.
Who signed him? Yes. Who signed Glennon?
The Bears, right? Somebody paid big money for him.
Like, did they $25 really? Million a year, right?
Yeah, it was like absurd.
No way. Like, oh, my
10,
God.
Top 10 quarterbacks in the league type pay.
Like, if you're going to get a quarterback whose forehead is that monstrous, it better be Peyton fucking Manning.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
That's it. You can't pay $25 million for Mike Glennon.
He hasn't started since 2013. I mean, legitimately. I'm not even like using that as hyperbole. He literally hasn't started in like 3 years.
Oh my God! I guess being an NFL quarterback ain't that bad. I'll take the CTE for $25 million a year.
Exactly.
My God. Yeah. And what's so bad? You get to eat through a tube. That's pretty cool.
Right, exactly.
Great. Now I'm going to get letters from the fucking CTEP.
Oh, right. It's Philly. Nobody.
It's not noticeable.
It's like, no, no, no. They're too busy trying to breathe. They're not listening to podcasts. Come on, they got other very, very pressing issues that they work. And see how I just dig myself a deeper hole? Why the fuck do I do that?
No, everybody knows it, so it's not... I don't think anybody in Philly takes anything personally.
That's true.
So I got to ask, just because sure. I randomly thought of this as I finished up the intro, I forgot to mention it. You were in Mascots with the Christopher Guest movie. What was I got to hear what that's like working with him and Fred Willard and everybody.
Dude, and it's a sports kind of related movie. You know?
It totally is.
The world of competitive mascotting. I mean, the movie is available on Netflix, and to work with Christopher Guest was a dream, just because of who he is and his work, and
sure,
and it's so freeing, and he does improvised movies, so like all he does is say, hey, this is where the scene, this is how the scene's going to start, this is how we want it to end, go. That's what he does. So in a way, he may be the most overrated director of all time.
Yeah, he's Phil Jackson. He's like, okay, what we're gonna do is give the ball to Jordan.
No, I'm just gonna let Fred Willard.
I was gonna say Fred Willard. Yeah, that's the
I'm just gonna let Fred Willard improvise, and then I'm gonna be a genius. No, I hope he doesn't hear this, because then I'll never be in one of his movies again. But
he's a big fan.
Yeah, obviously big fan. But it was so cool to work with him, and he literally just lets the actors go, and he trusts them. And I was in a scene with Fred Willard, and it was so cool to be sitting there improvising with a legend like Fred. And Fred, if you see my comedy, and like if you've watched my specials on Showtime, you know my comedy is very high energy, and so when like the scene started, I started off with a ton of energy, and then Fred, who's like 88, comes over the top, and he's got more energy than me, and that's when I realized, like, I gotta start taking those testosterone pills that Frank Thomas is telling me to take, and B, now I've got to play the straight man, and Fred's got to be the crazy guy. Because, and by the way, how nuts do you have to be where a midget is the straight guy? Like, I have to, like, you have to out-weird me, and well done, Fred Willard. You are a god. So, yeah, that was a fantastic experience. I love doing it. And the best part about Netflix is that it's not like promoting a movie where it's like, hey, it's in theaters for 3 weeks, and then you gotta, and then you gotta search for it. It's like, no, it's just there. Go watch it.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Watch Ali Wong's special, and then watch the Mascots.
Yeah. the crazy part is, much like movies, when like there's, I remember there was like no movies about asteroids, and then like Armageddon and then Deep Impact came out like within 2 weeks of each other. Mm-hmm. You know, like it's always stuff like that. Similarly, Ali Wong does the special where she's pregnant and hilarious like during the special. And also there's a comedian named Kira Sultanovich who also released a special where she's pregnant on stage while doing the special, and they're both great, and so like they're both fantastic. And it's kind of weird that it had like never been done before, and then you have two women doing it
it's
at the same time,
twice in 1 year. Yeah, yeah.
I do believe that Kira was the only one wearing an adult diaper and peeing herself while on stage.
That's not Greek. You know, those Greeks are brilliant.
That's not me making fun of her. She actually came out and admitted that. I just thought, like, at first I kind of laughed at her, and then that turned to envy, because I was like, damn, I want to be that comfortable on stage.
Right, exactly.
I'm just pissing myself while I'm talking to the audience. What a great feeling to be delivering a dick joke while you're pissing yourself.
You just get that random chill in the middle of a joke.
Yeah. Come back to a heckler while you're pissing yourself. Oh my god. That's gonna be the greatest feeling and the greatest, like, this sense of power in the world. Holy shit, that's good.
Just slowly dripping off the edge of the stage.
Well, yeah. Now it's like Gallagher, where the first five rows have a tarp.
Everybody wear galoshes in the first row.
Yeah, that's for a completely different reason. You're not blocking watermelons.
All right, we have to touch on this, because I was doing my cursory research before we got on the call, right? And I was looking at your Twitter feed. All right, flat Earth theory. Where did that come from? Did that start? I know that was something that was on the Cavs, right? Everybody was pushing that the Earth is flat. If you play basketball, you're just convinced that the Earth is flat, right?
Kyrie Irving.
Yes, it started with Kyrie Irving.
Okay.
Thinks the world's flat. And then I think, like, Draymond Green backed him up. And then someone else, some guy that fucked a Kardashian at some point in his life, he did it. And now Shaq on his podcast is being like, no, the earth is flat. What the serious fuck is going on? Like, why did athletes just be like, oh no, this is a thing? And I posted something on my social media. And the joke you saw was where I said his nicknames are Shaq Diesel, the big Aristotle, and now the big dumbass, because he thinks the Earth is flat. And my favorite thing was one of my followers tweeted back to me. He was like, well, what, so no one's allowed to have a different opinion than yours? I'm like, that's not an opinion.
Yeah, exactly.
When the shit came out like a year ago and it was like, oh, is the dress gold or is it blue? That's an opinion. That's opinion, sure. All right? Like, that is, should we have gun control? What's your side? Like, that's an opinion. Like, the world is not like, well, maybe it is. It's fucking not.
We've all pretty much agreed on that for centuries now. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just flat out wrong. And see, this is what happens when you create a crazy, politically correct society where we have to accept absolutely everyone for who they are and whatever decision they want and whoever they want to be and whatever they want to do. Now, like, we keep pushing the boundaries, like, oh, you're going to accept therapy dogs on planes? Fine. I defy physics. Gotten to that point where they're like, fine, the earth is flat, respect my opinion. It's not an opinion, it's a fact.
Well, were they all walking around thinking that the earth was flat this whole time, or is it just because it came up recently they hadn't really thought about it? Wasn't there something too on what's the NFL show, Jesus Christ, when they're going through a training camp, right? Hard Knocks, right? Didn't they ask a bunch of people on there where the sun came up, and nobody could answer that either?
Jared Goff. It was like, rises in the south? No!
One guy just said, over there, I think.
Yeah, like, over there. Where did the sun come up? Over there. Fucking, I think Jared Goff said, like, north or south, because north or south pole. That was his connect.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, it was, yeah. Like, HBO kind of, like, trolled him, too. They just kept the camera on him for, like, 20 minutes. It was great. They're like, oh, this is going to be good.
As they should have.
Like, no, yeah. Let's just keep watching him dig this fucking hole. And, like, you had the other guy where he said, mermaids are real, but dinosaurs aren't. That was the
Stephen's alignment. But, you know. that was Aaron Donald, right, or somebody like that.
Yeah. Here's my thing to the flat Earth people, where you say, like, hey, what about the pictures that we've taken from space of the world? Like, not just, you know, all the physics that supports, like, hey, night and day, different time zones, gravity, like, not just that. Let's throw out all the things, which, by the way, like, Greek scientists like ancient Greek scientists figured out the world was round. Okay, so let's just throw all that out. The photos, you're like, we have photos of the Earth from high up, it's round. And you, and their response is, oh, that's just a government conspiracy. What? How is the government benefiting from us thinking the world is like, round?
Like, what's the end game?
Where is their, like,
what's the end game?
No, yeah, like, normally, it's like, oh, the government did this, like, okay, like, I kind of understand, I don't believe in it, but I understand you saying, like, the moon landing was fake because we wanted to win the space race for some political reason.
Right.
Okay, that's a theory that while I don't believe, I can kind of be like, all right, that's in the general realm of possibility. The Earth is flat because the government wants us to believe the Earth is round. It is Big Globe a lobby? Are they paying? Is Big Globe in the back pocket of the government? Like, hey, keep telling them the Earth is round. You, we gotta sell these motherfucking globes.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
What the hell? Where you're gonna tell Neil deGrasse Tyson you dropped out of school a year early to play basketball? You're a fucking automaton. Where all your life it's been drained into your skull to just put ball in hoop and oh yeah dribble some
and,
of the time
and be a volunteer sheriff. Come on, listen. On.
Yeah, right? That's all that's in your head, and you're gonna tell physicists, ah, oh, yeah, you wrong. Don't worry, I got this. His thing on Shaq's podcast, what he said was, well, I've driven from Florida to L.A. I've driven from coast to coast, and I can't, what was it? Oh, yeah. I never saw the curvature of the Earth. I'm like, what? That your mind just can't get around that level of stupidity.
No, it was taken out of context, sure. Now that I hear the whole thing, it makes sense.
I'm like, so under your theory, if you just kept driving and then you got in a boat and kept going, and then, like, eventually you would just fall?
Yeah, right. Or you'd, like, hit that wall like Jim Carrey in the
Truman Show. Sure.
Yeah, there you go.
is that what he thinks happened to the Malaysian airline? It just flew over the edge? That's why it's gone? You fucking kidding me? And when people say like political correctness isn't harming anyone, yes it is. Holy shit, yeah. Yes it is.
I know, seriously. He can have his opinions.
When you're not allowed to call anyone stupid, every dumbass opinion can now has legs, and we now have to take it as like, well, maybe. No, fuck you and die. No. Thanks for bringing that up, because I think I just got a new 10-minute bit.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd open with that. That's solid.
How does that play in Guam? Yeah. Do you ever stop touring? I'm just checking out your dates. It's just constant, right?
Yeah, that's the thing, is people always ask me, they're like, hey, so are you on tour? I'm like, yes, I'm on tour. Always. Yeah, when the tour ends, when I die, when... when I fall off the edge of the earth that apparently now exists. Yeah,
on your way to Guam. Have you played Guam before? Is this like a first time in Guam? End of August for all of our Guam listeners.
Yeah, I'm going to Guam, which, speaking of the globe, I had to look up where it was.
Right.
And to your listeners that are like, what, you don't know where Guam is? Tell me where Guam is. No, right. You're wrong. That's not where it is.
Mexico?
Yeah, like I literally told that to a friend of mine. He's like, what? You don't know Guam's in Africa? I'm like, it's not. You're wrong. Like, don't act like I'm the only dumbass. No, you don't know where Guam is. So, yes, I'm going to Guam in August. They have a club there or something. I'm going. It's an American territory.
Sure.
So, nice. All right.
You're not parlaying that into like the honeymoon, or is that not around the wedding time?
Oh yeah, it's actually the week before, so it's like a pre-honeymoon honeymoon. It's pretty awesome. I'm getting married, and Guam is the week before. So yeah, my thought is, why don't we just do it on the beach in Guam? And
yeah, right.
Make a night out of this. Let's kill a couple birds.
Yeah, I've never been to Africa. I'd love to go. So that'd be awesome.
The motherland. So we're talking about Guam, but Philly and Helium. All right, so this Thursday, March 23rd, it's an 8 o'clock show. Friday the 24th, we got 7:30 and 10. Saturday the 25th, 7:30. Sold out, sorry people, but there's a 10 o'clock show.
It is,
according to the website, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, or you cancel it, one or the other.
Yeah, I also everyone knows that everything on the internet is true, because I also learned that the world is flat from the internet, so it's got to be true.
Fuck it, the Guam. I don't think it's actually there.
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Oh, my God. So funny. It's weird at this point in my career, because, like, I'm actually selling tickets now, and it's strange, because... I wasn't doing that for a while, and people could just show up to my shows like day of, hour before, and just be like, "Oh, hey, Brad Williams is here. He was on that one thing one time. Okay, cool. I'll see him."
Well, that's the thing. If you're everywhere, people know you from every. I just know. I know you from Opie Radio. When you're on that, you're incredible, and you're hilarious on that. But you know, nobody else. I mean, you know, I mean. Nobody else is an exaggeration, but yeah, I mean, you're in a, I don't know why I'm talking myself into circles here. I think I'm just going to back out.
That's my point. You even get confused complimenting me.
I do. Well, I'll say that I have never seen Mind of Mencia. I would not have recognized you from that. So that's my trade off is, OP versus Mencia. Thank that's you. It.
Thank you. That is okay. I actually like it when people haven't seen that show. I hate like going on radio stations and then the radio DJ plugs me like, "You know him from the Mind of Mencia." I'm like, 10 years ago, dude. No. No one knows me from that. If they do, thank you. Thanks for watching, but... Yeah, no one knows that shit. I've done other things. But kind of to your point, I've done just a bunch of stuff. So, like, it's weird when people are trying to figure out where they know you from or when people come to shows and they tell you why they're there. Like, the weirdest one I got was a grown man came up to me and said, "Oh, I'm so happy you came to my town. I looked you up after I saw you on Sam and Cat." And for those of you who don't know what that is, good, first of all. All
right.
Secondly, Sam and Cat was a Nickelodeon show. not like back in the days of like you can't do that on television and Double Dare. Like, no, this was
Alanis Morissette.
Yeah. No. Alanis. This was a Nickelodeon show that starred a younger Ariana Grande.
Wow.
This was a sitcom for children, and I was on one episode, and this was like a 45-year-old man being like, "Yeah, I love you on Sam and Cat." I'm like, "Oh, you're totally a pedophile."
Wow.
Like, a 45-year-old man should not be watching Nickelodeon for the thrilling plot lines of Sam and Cat.
Well, that's the promotion thing we're talking about, right? Because everybody's siloed in their own entertainment that they have. So I just listen to talk radio. Patrick just watches Mind of Mencia, and this guy just watches like little kids' sitcoms.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spread yourself around.
Hey,
he had the wall idea, you know? He was the first one of the wall jokes.
But it doesn't matter where the $20 comes from. It's the same as it's same as $20 from the guy that watches Sam and Cat. It's worth the same. So I'm grateful for whoever buys the ticket for sure.
Awesome,
it's funny because on that show, Sam and Cat, I actually was handcuffed to Ariana Grande for a week. let me tell you something. I hope you can sense sarcasm over the phone, but what a delightful human being she is. Yes.
It's official.
Humble, easy to work with, never complained about anything.
Now I gotta look her up to figure out which one she is, because I get like there's like 12 people I think are on the same.
Yeah. She's the one in the T-Mobile commercial that you're like, wait, am I allowed to have a boner right now? Because she looks 10.
Yeah. On the cusp.
Exactly. Exactly. I like how the question's after. It's like, am I allowed to already have a boner?
In retrospect.
Yeah, well, you don't think, you know, you ask for forgiveness rather than permission. Exactly. Yeah. So totally understandable. First you get the boner, then you second guess yourself. You don't say, am I allowed to have this boner? Yes, I'm in the clear. No, that's not happening. Boner definitely happens first. Which Boner Happens First was also a show on Nickelodeon. I think it came on before Sam and Cat. It was their comedy hour. Sam and Cat, and then Boner Happens First.
It was a spinoff from Growing Pains.
I was going to say
Selena. Yeah, it was their version of TGIF.
We were all trying to pull off random deep cuts there.
I know. All at the same time, which works great over Skype.
Exactly. All right, Brad. We really appreciate you calling in, man. It was really a privilege. It was awesome.
Thank you, guys. You guys have a fun show, and by that, you just let me talk.
It just works out. Sure.
Yeah, we had Finesse Mitchell on once. This is like he was like one of our first guests, and he interrupted me during my introduction and like literally didn't stop for 20 minutes, and then was like, "All right, I'm out." And I was like, "Oh, okay." Yeah. It was like a stand-up act, basically.
Pretty much. That can happen sometimes, which is kind of what we did. Like, it was right after your intro that I commented on your intro, and then just we went. So, and I think Finesse will agree with me, your intro was solid. that was amazing. That was great. When you said you know him from everywhere,
I was trying to. It's funny because I knew him in the top of my head. Like Mascots was one of them, for an example. And I saw like the Helium. I have the Helium's website up in front of me, and Mind of NC is like the first one, and it totally distracted me. And I was like, I can't say Mind of NC.
Oh, you know what? If I'll take you know him from everywhere over you know him from Mind of NC.
Right.
So, you thank you. That's a little more broad. So thank you. I definitely do appreciate it. Thank you guys for having me on. And when the listeners come out to Helium, tell me that you heard me on this podcast. Tell me.
It
helps. Yeah.
Those three seats on Thursday, we're going to get you.
Yeah, well, because, I mean, and what people don't realize is that when you tell me that you heard me on the podcast, and I tell the club, the club goes, oh, that podcast really helps us, then the podcast gets better guests.
Helium's always been really good for us, to us for that.
Yeah,
it's nice.
And let's face it, if Brad Williams is your top of the mountain, you guys have a long way to go. This is not good for you. If I'm an A-lister, oof. Not good for you.
Oh, we peaked at like episode 5. We've just been downward spirals.
Was that Corolla? That was your big guy.
Yeah,
right?
That was Corolla, yeah. I somehow finagled my way into getting Corolla to call it.
Keep telling Helium that you love this podcast, and then one day you guys could have Joe Rogan on. One day. That's the goal. Yeah.
You're a 4-hour
diatribe.
Moving
up the Rogan territory.
Awesome, man. Yeah. We really appreciate it. I don't know. Are you going to go see him, Jay? Not to put you on the spot. I thought you were going to make it out.
Yeah, I really wanted to. I'm going to be in California this weekend. And so okay. You didn't have a Sunday show. I was going to do that, but you're all over the place. I see you're doing, you got to come back on for Stress Factory. I saw you're doing that at some point, right? New Brunswick?
Yeah, I'm coming over to Vinnie Brand's Stress Factory. I'm not sure the exact date, but all my dates can be found at bradwilliamscomedy.com. Look at that.
Perfect, yeah. We'll post everything up on the site tomorrow. Again, one show, 8 p.m. tomorrow, Thursday, March 23rd, two shows Friday, 7:30 and 10 p.m., and then one show Saturday, the 25th, or two shows technically, one sold out. Yep. And go to heliumcomedy.com to grab tickets for that, bradwilliamscomedy.com, all that good stuff. Brad, there's a off chance I'll see you on the Late Show Friday. I'll let you know. I live in the middle of nowhere. I have kids. You know, it's over.
I understand. I totally get it. I don't have kids, but I have friends that do. And until they are in your home, you don't know if they're showing up. So
right.
Totally cool. Totally understand.
Yeah. That by the way, you'll love this. The town I live in, there's a Mexican restaurant, and above it, there's a comedy club that every once in a while will book great guests, but for the most part, it's just whoever's like around. But it's above a Mexican restaurant, and that's the
love
quality.
It. So. Amazing.
Cool, man. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you guys so much for having me. We'll do it again.
And welcome back to the Comedy Food Sports Podcast, episode 101. We're just starting to teach all these wonderful students of ours all there is to know about comedy, food, and sports. See, we were funnier when we were on break.
That's what I was saying.
So I want to thank Brad Williams. Again, check him out, heliumcomedy.com, Philadelphia, March 23rd, 24th, 25th, maybe. Thursday night, 8 p.m. show, Friday night, 7:30 and 10 p.m. show, and Saturday, same thing. Early one, probably still sold out. One other thing I was going to say. Oh, yeah, check out the About Last Night podcast, him and Adam Ray. Really amazing guests, super funny, bradwilliamscomedy.com.
And if you're in Guam, he's coming to your town at the end of August.
Strong. Does Guam, do they get into, what's that dumb sport that's like a better version of baseball? Cricket? Do they get into cricket over there?
No, I don't think so. Hialeah, yeah, that's what I was thinking at first too.
Said like such a black person from Delaware. They got Hialeah over there.
you got Hialeah over this motherfucker.
Let me. I actually heard somebody say this once in a restaurant. Hey, could I get one of them Poondani sandwiches? not a hint of irony.
What would you like to drink? The red one.
The red one. Oh,
yes,
God.
You can.
Yeah. Help yourself.
Hey, you want to hear? I
was laughing pretty hard there.
the broest shit that happened today. Did you see the white kids all down in Cancun?
Build that wall thing. Yeah,
that's fucking awesome. I hope every one of them gets killed Natalie Holloway style.
In Mexico. They build the wall. Like, can we do it in real time? Can we just keep...
Yeah, like, you do it while you're down there, you motherfuckers. And I hope they all get killed. That'd be the best thing ever.
Just somebody did have a funny... Like Natalie. Somebody had a funny joke, because, Texas was having... They're trying to, like, kind of secretly pass this law that would, like, fine you for masturbating. I don't know if you've read this, but it's like basically $100 fine, and it's like not as like cut and dry as it sounds, but that's of course what everybody like pulls out of it. It's like, I think it's more like public places and blah 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 blah. Anyway, somebody had a great point where they were like, "Oh well, I guess maybe we'll be able to pay for this wall easily then." Like, every once in a while we get them right, right? I still say Asian M is a 10, but that's all right.
Well, should I cut this one out too?
It's all in the ether, man. It's in the interwebs.
You're gonna talk for 10 minutes about a Jan Hooks sketch?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a good sound. He's a legend, right?
Somebody had
there's this one sketch on the state where they said, this guy Louis said, I want to put my balls in it.
Yeah, that's right.
Can we talk about something besides other people's shows?
So, just to,
that's why I was
Kevin Garnett, before a game, I was talking to the trainer of the Celtics at the time. This is 2007-2008. Brian Dew. D-O-O. Mm-hmm. I just like it because Dew is referenced a bunch. They never said like Brian or anything like that. They kept referencing by his last name. Anyway, he said he could really go for a PB&J. Actually, no, it was an unnamed person that said that. And Kevin Garnett asked like the trainer to go get him a bunch of PB&Js. And he played really well. And ever since then, he's been having PB&Js before every single game. I knew it was that much of a zilch. That's why I wanted to make sure I didn't miss a few. I wanted to make sure I touched on everything.
Where are the big ones like that? There was a Wade Boggs and chicken. I know that one.
That was like fried chicken, though.
Fried chicken before every game.
Well, they go one baseball, didn't they?
What's that?
The Puerto Rico won the World Baseball Championship. They fucking arroz con pollo.
I was going to go with something too, but I couldn't. I was such a blank, that stupid fried plantain thing that they put a bunch of
stuff on. That's all I got.
Too, for no reason. It's delicious. I'd, for whatever reason, take a little jab on my way just because they beat us. I didn't even know they won it, but.
Yeah, they won it yesterday, I think. They beat them with that. The Dominican people, the Dominican baseball players called them fags for wearing their hair blonde.
That's hilarious. It's just awesome. A term of endearment there. So let's not like jump to you guys.
Well, who do we have playing? I mean, nobody actually wants to play.
Dude, that's one thing that I did notice. There is not a single black person other than Adam Jones who plays baseball for America.
Yeah, Adam Jones.
Or Hispanic. I don't know who the second baseman was, but I'm pretty sure Scott Stapp and Creed. He's trying to catch the ball. He was terrible. What's his name? Buster Posey threw a rifle to him, and he just went arms wide open, and it went right by him.
Like I'll bring terrible. You in this burn. I don't even know if I get the words right there. I'm in. I'm going for it.
Other than Buster Posey and Adam Jones, I didn't know any baseball players on
that. Yeah, Manny Machado put one like deep up against the wall, and Adam Jones basically like dove in to grab it, and that was all I saw. And we beat the Dominican Republic to get like into the tournament or whatever.
McCutcheon was there, Giancarlo Stanton, Ian Kinsler, Daniel Murphy. Did they actually play,
that's
though?
That's it. That's it. It was Creed. The entire band was there.
Oh, wait. No, they're Puerto Rico made it into it.
Yeah, Puerto Rico won.
No, they made it into the finals, though. Japan and U.S. play to see who plays against them tonight.
Oh, I thought Puerto Rico won the whole thing last night.
No, they just stole it. Hey, yo, come on.
Hey, ooh. Ooh. Puerto Rico. Well, I mean, they're going to win it anyway because they beat everyone else. Yeah. Everyone else has one loss already.
Yeah, we do.
Yanks Gregorius expected to be out until May. So.
Oh, by the way, I'm still sitting at number one in my fucking brackets.
Are you really? That's awesome.
Yeah.
You got the Maryland.
Yeah, Kentucky. Nah, I didn't. I don't play. I don't gamble with my heart on that kind of shit. I thought they'd at least make it past major.
First place.
Considering that the Big Ten is blowing out the fucking ACC this year.
Yeah. What was I going to say? You got Kentucky winning?
Yeah, I got Kentucky winning on one and UCLA on another one.
Yeah, I got UCLA beating Duke. Obviously, the Duke thing's not happening, but I got UCLA winning. So I'm still alive. So we'll wrap things up, right?
This barn burner. Yeah, it's so rare, and I just have to say this about Brad Williams. It's so rare that we have such a good interview in the middle and just like bullshit surrounding it. I know we haven't done this in a while, but for all the fast forwarders, like, I hope that they didn't fast forward and just listen to this afterwards. This is not our best material, but that's fine.
Anthony Cumia was kind of the same way. We were like just there the whole time, and he came in and just crushed 20 minutes, and we were like, all right.
Well, he didn't have his network up and running yet, so he hadn't really been doing anything, right? What was it? So it was, he got fired, then it was, he did something on Fox News, and then he did our show, right? Fox News,
though. It was Red Eye, so that doesn't even really count.
That's true.
I don't know, like 3 in the morning. But
it was, he was on
our show before. Out, but
he was on a show with a very well-respected legal mind. Who's Napolitano? What's that guy's name?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
The one who said England was fine.
We haven't done...
I love that, like, they're like, are you guys serious? Like, Germany was kind of the same way when Merkel was here. She was just kind of like, wait, now, come on. This is real. Okay, just checking.
You know, they got home, they're like, no, that shit is real. No, seriously, he is there.
I know.
I love the meme that was going around where he was like, kind of just had his, like, head hanging in shame for no reason at all. It just was like, the picture they took. And the meme was like, what did I tell you? And Trump's like, not to hire Nazis. What'd you do? Hire Nazis.
Oh, God. And it's like totally a thing. Like, I don't. We haven't done an episode since the election, I don't think, right? We haven't talked about any of this.
Not since the swearing in.
Okay, good, yeah. So it's this whole thing where people think that because they're rich, they could do anybody's job. It's like, I make more money than them. I could figure this out. And then fucking Tillerson goes over to China and is like, okay, well, I think that we could be on equal footing in Asia. Not even like thinking about how like all we do when we go anywhere in the world is say, you know, we're in charge. You know, we're going to, you know, give you some like little bit of credit. But, you know, we're the ones who kind of run the world right now. And he just went over to China and said,
Well, it was like the you know, the Muslim ban. I know it's not a Muslim ban. It is. when he did that, it just reminded me of like, so, and I won't name names of who I work for or anything like that, but our CEO was a big part of like stopping Mike Pence when he was trying to pass the gay pizza bill in Indiana. I know that's not the name of it, but basically if you own a pizza shop, you don't serve gay people that bill. But he like knew he had to assign people that were smart to like go after it, because he said, we're gonna like cancel our huge event there and we're gonna stop hiring, and it was like millions upon millions of dollars that would affect the state. But he also like had to like get behind closed doors and talk to a bunch of executives and go, wait, can we do this? Because I'm like, I'm pissed about this, but I want to make sure that it makes sense. And then guess what happened? They reversed the law, and now it's called the blank law, which is named after our CEO, but I don't want to name who I work for. Figure it out.
it's this whole thing is just a shit show, and you know Merkel was like, yeah, he's really sitting in Obama's seat.
Yeah, exactly. Like, same dude, same spot. Yep, first black president.
The thing I love though, Obama's like nowhere to be found. That dude's straight chilling. Like he's like, man, fuck you guys. This is what you wanted.
Yeah, he went on vacation with Richard Branson was the first thing he did.
He's like, I'm kiteboarding, bitch.
Yeah.
We're rich people now. Like, there's no coming down from being the former president. You know what I mean? And still young enough to enjoy it.
Look at George W. He's friggin' painting, and he's the most beloved president in our history.
Yeah, well, he's off the crime line out of the country. He'll probably be tried for war crimes if he goes anywhere.
All right, now we can wrap. Now that we're officially offended conservatives. So thanks for everybody listening. We have some great guests coming up. I have a potentially very cool guest. I think that I want to be involved potentially with our Blue Chips episode when we figure that out.
Ooh, is it Nick Nolte?
Total local, but it's like actually a hard even though it's local.
Nick Nolte, yeah, exactly.
He's probably gettable. He's probably more gettable than the radio guy that I'm trying to get.
I did go down the IMDb to see if there was anybody in that who was a comedian who could possibly do it.
Matt Nover, did he become a comedian? he's the white guy that played at Indiana.
Bobby Hurley.
Anthony Hardaway was a joke of a player. Hey-o!
All right, 94. How do they only give it 3 stars? IMDb, your animals.
All right, Blue Chips. Are we doing next week or are we doing 2 weeks hence?
Let's see. Oh, Al Bundy was in that?
Yeah.
No way.
Ooh, Al Bundy.
Yeah. Ed O'Neill or whatever his name is.
Oh, Ed O'Neill. I know he's in there. What do you do?
Anyone know? Anybody remember Anthony's name in the movie?
Anthony.
Penny?
Butch McCoy.
Oh, okay.
That would be funny if it was Anthony.
Anthony.
Anthony, the proper spelling.
All right, we are heading out. I'm not sure if we're back next week or the week after. We're still trying to figure that out. But until next time, be sure to go to comedyfoodsports.com to check out articles from months ago. I'm sure we'll be updating it more often. And
will the Expos win the 1994 World Series?
Exactly.
There's a strike. Come on.
Oh, looks like they're never going to have a team again.
How about that Ken Caminiti?
I know. And that ball comes humming down the line, and nobody dives quicker. Nobody dives. Yep. And he'll throw from his knees. He'll throw from his butt, 90 feet, no problem.
He died immediately, right? Was he the one who, it was some kind of steroids thing? I have to look this up, so try to be funny while I do this.
Try to be funny.
He died like with steroids on in him still.
So right, Kevin Burnett said, I'd like some peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Right? Who's with me?
It's kind of Caminiti, yeah.
He died of a cocaine and heroin drug overdose on October 10th, 2004.
2004, that late, huh?
He retired in 2001, so it was pretty much right after. Wikipedia is nice enough to delineate. He died of a cocaine and heroin, in parentheses, a speedball. That's nice.
As opposed to a curveball.
All right, well, I guess we're ending on that. Okay, so this is exactly what's happening tonight, and I know I'm not enjoying anything. Totally sober. I don't even think there's wine in the fucking house.
Gross.
I know. This has to be the first episode I've done sober.
I haven't drank in forever, so I can't really say much. But
oh, and you became vegan now?
Oh, yeah. I have a beard, and I have become vegan. And
are you teaching at the new school?
Yeah.
Are you a sociology professor at the new school?
Whatever makes the least amount of money and destroys the...
Arts and humanities.
And whatever the kids in my class's parents hate the most that they take, that's what I'm teaching, yes. Definitely a little sweater action, you know, one of those throw over button up type actions. Probably elbow pads, look a little too much like Tim Robbins. Yep, I'm on it. Randomly say things that people should believe in, not take his opinion. Anyway. We'll wrap things up. Episode 101. Thanks so much for listening. We love you guys. We'll see you soon.
We are listeners from the start. Interstellar shortwave, pick it up all over the place. Interstellar shortwave, take you to another state. Squeeze the fingers, turn the dial. Thank you.
to another state, yeah.